8th parak of Brachos, Mishnah Ches. Another Matlekes Beishav Yitzil in respect to one who has only one cup of wine. Bolehem Yain La'achar Amozen Dein Shom Ella Oysa Koyt Yishami Oymi Mavarchal Yain La'achar Tashma Mavarchal Amozen. It's at the end of the meal and somebody brings him a cup of wine. The question is, can he drink it before Berachos Amozen, or should he leave it after Berachos Amozen and make Berachos Amozen Ala Koyt? The Shami hold that you don't have to make Berachos Amozen Ala Koyt, and therefore they say drink the wine right away. You don't have to leave it after Berachos Amozen. Whereas they still say Mavarchal Amozen Achnas Mavarchal Yain. One should make a bracha on the Berachos Amozen and leave the wine afterwards to be the wine for Berachos Amozen Ala Koyt. Yeah. We mentioned before that if a person is by himself, the Paschim that doesn't need a Alakos, if there's three people, and this we mentioned before, and if he does have wine there, especially in our case, that he does have wine in front of him, then for sure he should not drink it till and leave it for the Berachos Amozen. Next, the halacha in this Mishnah is Oinim Omein Acha Yisrael Mevarach, Oinim Omein Acha Kuti Amevarach, Acha Yishma Kol Abrach. The halacha is if you hear a Jewish person who you know is being Mevarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to hear the entire Brach in order to say Omein. As long as you heard the end of the Brach, you could assume that he said the beginning of the Brach and you can answer Omein. As a matter of fact, it's halacha, you don't even have to hear him. As long as you know that he finished the Brach, you can answer Omein. As you know, in Alexandria, in the big shul of Alexandria, they used to wave a flag for people in the back of the shul to know that the chazan just finished the bracha. So if you hear a person hears the bracha over the telephone also, he could answer on me. Starting yoytze through a telephone, one should not be yoytze bracha through a telephone, but to answer on me, one can. If you hear the bracha for a person who is a non-believer, so you have to make sure you heard the whole bracha, because maybe the first part he wasn't saying it to Hashem, he was saying it to some other faith that he has.